We, A, want to wish him a happy birthday.
Right.
And, B, we want to find out if he's going to come and do reports here or not, because we're going to buy ourselves a Redskin like we had at the other station.
Hey, Don?
Yes?
I got a problem because they're, like, way out there in the parking lot, and they're throwing a ball around with Kevin Levy.
Now, we thought the other guy was kidding us. They're really throwing a ball around?
Well, I think they're arguing because, of course, Mark wants to throw it, and Kevin wants to bounce it. So, between the two of them, they're kind of...
You know, we're really, let me tell you, we're really a little confused as to what you guys are doing. You might be trying to be funny, but we'd really like to talk to Rip if that's possible.
Let me see if I can get him in here.
All right, we'll call back.
Hello?
I didn't hang up on her. I didn't touch the phone yet.
Maybe she just put it down this time.
Well, I don't hear anything.
One of them wants to bounce it, one of them wants to throw it.
Ah, you know that.
Aren't we chuckleheads?
All right, the underwear festival. You see, we're going to put them all on a big clothesline. The Whoopi Goldbergs, Phyllis Diller's, and Bob Hope's.
Now, if they really wanted to make that underwear festival funny, they would have soiled underwear.
From like everybody. Junior samples. I mean the late
junior samples.
The late junior, maybe junior's overalls.
He soiled right through many times.
Hey, what happened to, what's that guy's name, Don Samples? His cousin, or wasn't it his cousin that used to call us all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Junior Samples' cousin, Don Samples?
Yes, the talented Don Samples, who used to call us quite often.
Hey, if you're out there, call us.
And I'm thinking, now that you mentioned Junior, I'm thinking of the late celebrities' briefs that would be most interesting to just take a look at.
Well, my list starts and ends with Junior Samples. I mean, speak for yourself, but the... It's 24 past 5. We're going to have to do commercials here, and we'll call this place back and find Mark Griffin, okay?
I'm just thinking Elvis. That's all.
And Jeopardy in the next couple of seconds on WJFK.
Nobody.
Hit the wrong button. Don't get anybody mad here.
106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Hey, I need another one of these things for out of spots.
Okay.
That was not ready yet.
All right.
Going to do everything via the format. WJFK.
106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
I'm a format jockey.
There you go.
27 past 5. Here's the traffic lady on WJFK.
Hey there, we've got slow traffic southbound on the Shirley Highway in Springfield again in Newington, and then we're bumper to bumper from Lorton down to the Occoquan River Bridge. Traffic is stacked up heavily southbound on Route 1 this afternoon, too, as you make your way south of Gunston Road. It's a long line of brake lights across the Occoquan River Bridge down to Occoquan Road. On the inner and outer loops of the Capitol Beltway across the American Legion Bridge, they're getting you coming and going this afternoon. Inner loop slows Persimmon Tree Road up to Democracy Boulevard. The outer loop will slow you from Persimmon Tree Road down to the George Washington Parkway with an accident off to the side of the road at Carter Rock. I'm Chris Gamble for Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Yes, you are. And Jimbo Vance?
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Thank you, Jim.
He loves us. It's 528 Low Budget Jeopardy in just a second. Is that who these people are on hold for?
I think so. We've got two contestants standing by, Don.
Okay, we'll play the game in a second. But first, let's call back to Greavy's to see if we can finally get a hold of Mark Griffin on his birthday, okay?
Now, we weren't quite sure what they were trying to do at Greavy's. They were saying that the Rip was out in the parking lot, and they were throwing a ball around. We're really not sure what's going on.
Don't forget, if you live in parts of PG County, Montgomery County, where you can't get WJFK FM, listen on AM 1300.
Hey, may I help you?
Yes, hello, is this Greavy's?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Don and Mike again. We're still looking for Mark Griffin.
Just a moment, please. Hello, Don?
Yes.
This is Anna again.
Hello, Anna.
What's going on?
We're looking for Mark Griffin, please.
Well, why do you think he's here?
Well, we were told that he was going to be there.
Oh, well, that's news to me.
Can you look
at my bartender just told me to pick up the phone and say, Mark Griffin's out in the parking lot with Kevin.
Oh, well, that guy's an idiot.
And, of course, I'm foolish enough to listen to everything they say.
Oh, no, we're not playing a game. We heard that Mark Griffin, Russ Grimm and Gary Clark are going to be at your restaurant right now.
Right now?
That's where they're supposed to be.
Okay. Well, they're not here.
They're not. Okay.
I wish they were.
Okay. Well, if you see Rip, will you...
here.
What?
Guess that doesn't matter.
But what did you say? I didn't hear
you. Kevin is here. You know, the owner. Guy who played for the Bullets.
Oh, Kevin Greavy.
Yeah.
Kevin Greavy?
Yeah. He's here. But I guess that... That's old news.
Yeah, we want to talk to Rip.
Yeah, so if you see Mark Rippon, would you tell him to call us?
Are you guys really excited about going over to WJFK?
Yes. Oh, yes, we're on right now.
Yeah, I saw Vinny the other day, and he told me about it, and I think that's great.
Well, if you see Rip, just have him give us a ring, okay?
I'll tell him to give you a call.
And would you please tell him that the clock is running, that if we don't hear from him soon, we're going to offer the job to Russ Grimm?
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
You can handle that negotiation, Anna.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, Anna.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What was the name of that Patty Duke movie?
Oh, my name is Anna.
Call me Anna.
My name is Anna.
Well, she was nice. She was nice, and hopefully if Rip comes into that restaurant, he'll call us. But then again, we've said hopefully Rip will call us. Diana, really, if you're going to talk to me, it's a real good idea to maybe use the microphone because I can't hear you.
Somebody said he's in the main dining room.
Okay. He's in the main dining room. Well, Anna said he wasn't there. Why don't you call back and see if he is, okay? All right.
Okay. Oops, hold on a second.
We'll try Redskins Park, then.
Mm-hmm.
Just see if by chance he's there. Not that I don't believe all these calls we're getting saying he's grievous.
In the main batting room. She couldn't find him. He's an easy guy to spot. Trust me on that one.
He's a baby. We call him Injun Joe. He's a big, tall guy.
The Washington Redskins. All lines are busy now. Please hold, and your call will be answered in time.
This hunt is difficult, folks, but we're going to get our prey.
This is like calling an airline, for God's sake.
We are going to get Mark Rippon on the telephone. We're going to do it.
If we don't get him, we'll just buy us another Redskin.
If we have to camp out. Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Don and Mike from WJFK. We're on the air right now. We're looking for Mark Rippon, please.
I'm sorry, but I believe he's gone for the day.
Okay, can you tell me if Russ Grimm is there, please?
No, all the players are pretty much gone.
Okay, how about...
Can you hold on a moment?
No, how about Wayne Sevier?
Hello?
She put me on hold. Hello?
Yes.
Wayne Sevier, please.
I'm sorry, but everyone is tied up right now.
Tied up? Well, hey, what's going on out there?
Well, we have a very busy switchboard here.
Do you really? You know who we are, right? We're a couple of...
I know exactly who you are.
Oh, good. Everybody seems to know who we are, though.
That's wonderful. You know, we really had a tough time getting in contact with Mark Rippon, and you know, he was with us in the morning. We want him to be with us in the afternoon, and we just can't seem to track him down.
Well, I'll make sure he gets your messages.
Did you guys have some kind of a birthday party for him today? You know, it's his birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Well, like Grimm and Gary Clark and Rip all running around with those little party hats on?
I guess not. Can I ask your name?
Still Kelly.
It's still Kelly.
Yeah.
You're a lot of fun, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She's a Kelly girl, you know.
Yes, she is. Wonderful woman.
I was going to ask her about Joe Gibbs' breasts, but I do not think I'd get an answer. So that's the latest.
All right.
On Mark Rippon. How do we got to get some blinds for this damn window? Every Yahoo that comes in the station walks by and waves, and without even thinking, I stop what we're doing, and I turn and go, hi.
We both got the attention span of three-year-olds, so when somebody walks by that window, get us blind. There, another guy just went by.
Hi. It is 533 WJFK, FM and AM. Now, do you have the music programmed into that thing so we can play Jeopardy right here, right now, then do a phone scan, then end of the show?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, at 5:33, let's play America's favorite game show, Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, and the announcer for Jeopardy has to be ushered in.
Oh,
here.
That's right.
Like we used to do.
Door. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Arnold.
Hey, how you doing, big boy? How's the big switch over the afternoons? Does that make you feel good?
Can't you tell?
Yeah, you look like you feel good. You
sure feel good.
You look wonderful. Looks like life is treating you real well, huh? Huh, boy? Let me put on some new music on this incredible keyboard. Yeah, there we are. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now entering the studio is a manager for a bowling alley from Shady Grove. Let's say hi to Jay Perkins.
Hello, Jay.
How you doing, LQ? Morning, Arnold.
Hey, Jay. It's afternoon now, Jay. Do you manage that those lanes right by Shady Grove Road?
I'm not the head manager. I'm one of the relief managers there.
But those are the alleys I'm thinking of?
You got it.
All right. And now entering the studio is the minister and administrative... An
administrative assistant.
Dankeschön. From Bethesda, let's say hi to Lucy Corneo.
Hello, Lucy.
Hey.
Hey, Lucy, how are you, baby?
Okay, how are you?
How's it hanging?
Quite well.
Ooh, and now I'm in the studio as the host of All Budget Jeopardy. Please put your hands together really strongly for Don Alex Trebek to Animo.
Thank you, Arnold.
Dankeschön.
And remember now, don't screw with LQ.
Yeah.
Kids answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy. The keyboard's driving me crazy.
Hey, why don't you get the pre-recorded music like we used to have in the morning, okay?
I think tomorrow we'll have Diana. Find the music and she'll card it up, okay?
Dankeschön.
So we got so many. We have 2,000 tapes. And we don't know where anything is.
All right. Hey, it feels good. Why not?
Over the years, he says that if we are lucky, Elvis will call in to our studio. Or
the tape is still rolling. Hey. All of our dropping.
That's that Geraldo. What a wuss. What a big wuss. What a big wuss with these fake little side bills.
He made it with a lot of women.
It's been 11 and a half years.
Oh, no. Well,
that's when Major Bill Smith was on Geraldo.
Yeah,
show.
He's a feeb.
Hey, is this true? I think I read an account in a magazine about this book that Geraldo wrote, that he claims that he had a chance to get it on with David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
I think so. As a matter of fact, my friend Mike's reading that book as we speak. He's got it right by his bed.
Well, Jay and what was our gal's name, Arnold?
Lucy Cormeo and Jake Perkin.
Jay and Lucy, hello again.
Hello.
Hello,
LQ. Hi, kids. Don't forget to answer the form of questions of my mom wearing flip-on tie shoes by Mr. Guy calling Alex is playing. There's no funeral because Mr. Always call him A.S. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dankeschön.
And here are the categories at 5:36 on WJFK. And they are women who bleach their mustaches.
All right.
Lame stars who were invited to Disney World.
Bitte.
For their 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Last week's Nielsen ratings.
Bump you up.
States and capitals.
Big vultures.
And pregnant or not. And Lucy, you are the girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
How about women who bleach their mustaches?
4-1. And don't forget, answer in the form of a question. She's the most muscular of the Golden Girls.
Who is
B.
Arthur?
That's right.
All right. I'm the boss with $1, Lucy.
How about we'll take that for two?
Okay. She's on the cover of People magazine this week.
Who is Roseanne Arnold?
That's right.
Hey, you're on quite a wall. $2 for you, Lucy.
And how about we'll close that category out for three?
She plays Carla on Cheers.
Who is Rhea Perlman?
That's right. You know what I need?
$3
with my hand.
All right.
Not the first time I've said that, incidentally, but yeah. I'm tired of doing this with my hand.
All right.
We got to find that little ding.
Okay, but the important thing to remember
is that
Lucy has actually won the first category.
Hey, ask and you shall receive. Go again, Lucy.
How about stars invited to Disney for one?
Okay, these are the lame stars who have been invited to Disney World for their 20th anniversary. He's host of American Top 40, and he has a horse hair weave.
Who is Casey Kasem?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Jake, it's your chance to see you.
No idea.
Oh, Jake. Who is the super lame Shadow Stevens?
And Lucy, that means you're in control.
How about stars invited to Disney for two?
Okay, all she does is turn letters for a living.
Away.
That's fine.
$2 for you, Lucy. Back in charge.
How about we close that out for three?
Okay, for three, he's the star of Growing Pains.
Who is Kirk Cameron?
Jake, your chance to steal again. Come on, guys. Flex your muscles.
Alan Thicke,
yes.
$3 for you, Jake, and you control the board. Way to go.
Correctamundo, and at 5:38, what is the score, Arnold?
Lucy Cornejo has $8. Jake,
hold on, wait. It's not like you're calling Lucy an a-hole.
No, Lucy Cornejo. Is that the right pronunciation of your name, Lucy?
Right.
Of course, Arnold always knows. Why not? He's a genius. Jake, you have $3. Okay, select again.
States and capitals for one, please.
All right, Jake, good luck. Oregon.
What is Portland?
Oh, sorry. Hey, Lucy, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
Oh, please, Lucy, that's like high school. What is Salem?
All right, Jake the Snake, you're still in control of the board.
States and capitals for two, please.
Missouri.
What is Jefferson City?
That's right.
Hey, way to go. Great for you, Jake. $2 for you.
Okay, let's close out the category for three, please.
States and capitals for three. Connecticut.
What is Hartford?
Again, correct.
Hey, $3. Way to go, Jake. You know your capitals.
Okay, let's go with pregnant or not for one.
Okay, real simple. Just tell me pregnant or not. Doreen Gensler.
What is pregnant, just had a baby?
Oh, sorry.
That would be not. The correct answer would simply be not.
That's right. Hey, but I guess Lucy doesn't have a chance to steal now.
Well, sure she does.
Okay, Lucy, a chance to steal.
What is not?
That's right.
Okay. Hey, that was an easy one, huh? $1 for you, Lucy.
Pregnant or not for two.
And the question that I posed to Arch Campbell yesterday, and I got no answer, do you think Dorian Gensler is wearing a nursing bra?
Oh, boy, would I like to see that there, boy.
I'm wearing mine right now. And Lucy, go again, please.
Pregnant or not for two.
Okay. Lisa Gibbons.
What is not?
Hey, Jake, your chance to grab that board, strong man.
What is pregnant?
That's right, Jake.
$2.
Jay.
It's Jake.
Jay.
Like Jake the Snake, not where's Jay. Okay.
Right. Go again, please.
Let me close out the category for three, please.
Annie Potts.
What is pregnant?
Yes, that's right.
$3. Way to go, Jake. You got to leave.
What a job. That's a job for 10 men, getting Annie Potts pregnant.
Hey, she can really eat that popcorn.
And the score, please, Arnold.
$13 for Jake. Lucy Cornejo.
It sounds like you're saying Lucy Cornejo.
It's Cornejo. It's C-O-R-N-E-H-O, Cornejo. She's got $9. Okay, LQ, take it away.
Go again, please.
Okay, let's go with last week's Nielsen's for one.
Okay, this is the last category on the board now. This squash-colored family finished at number 36 in the ratings.
What is The Simpsons?
That's right.
Hey, $1 for you, Jake. Boy, what a wall you're on there, boy.
Go again.
Last week's Nielsen's for two, please.
Last week's highest-rated news magazine. It finished at number four.
What is 60 Minutes?
Again, correctamundo.
$2. You got a big, giant brain there, Jake.
Okay, let's close out the game for three, please.
Okay, last question on the board. This show, starring two loser DJs, was NBC's lowest-rated show of the week. It finished at number 92.
What is The Adventures of Mark and Brian?
Correctamundo again.
Way to go, Jake. You won the category. You want me to go back to the keyboard with music again?
Yeah, I promise we'll have the carded music tomorrow.
Okay, there it is. All right, that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger, a quick question for you before we get to the final round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
My butt feels good.
5 times 5.
5 times 5. Oh, the pressure. The pressure.
5 times 5.
10. 10 is my guess. There it is.
No,
I do.
I'm sorry, that's not right.
Oh, damn it. Okay, Wiseacre. All right.
What is the score?
Jake finishes with $19. I'm glad somebody added it for me. And Lucy Cornejo has $9, LQ.
All right, kids, well, anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy, because we're going to physically force you both to bet it all. So good luck. And here's the category. It is celebrity gossip.
Hey, how about that music?
Huh? Jive music.
Thank the Yamaha Corporation.
Here's the category, celebrity gossip, and the answer is, after having been dumped by Donald Trump, Marla Maples is rumored to be dating this gravelly-voiced pop star. Lucy, Jake, good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Arnold Schwarzenegger Guide to Increasing Your Manliness. With my step-by-step book, I'll show you how to diet and exercise and get you unbelievable results and unbelievable bulges where you've never had them before. You'll be the talk of the town as all the girls start to swoon over your indescribable manliness. This book comes complete with photographs where I'll show you my manliness at a different camera angle. And, oh boy, I want to be excited. Dankeschön. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, Arnold.
All right.
Okay, and I want to talk to who first?
We want to go to the low score, who is Lucy Cornejo.
Lucy, hi, Lucy.
Lucy,
oh, celebrity gossip. After having been dumped by Donald Trump, Marla Maples is rumored to be dating this gravelly-voiced pop singer.
Who is Michael Bolton?
Yeah, but you know the thing. Yes, that's right.
All right.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Good stuff, you. Hey, why is the door opening? I'm going to shove my finger in it. You double your score to $18, Lucy Cornejo.
Too many buttons. Too many buttons.
All right, now we got to go over to Jake now.
Right. Jake, you can win if you've got the right answer, my friend.
Who is Richard Marx?
Oh, and that means that Lucy Cornejo, you are new low-budget Jeopardy champion. Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right.
You have to bear with us, folks. We're still learning how to run everything. Got to hit the music again, Arnold.
Okay, there it goes. I pressed the button right there. La, 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 la.
We're still learning how to run everything here. That's right. Marla Maple's supposed to be going out with Michael Bolton, and that means that Lucy, you're the big wiener.
That's right. She doubles her score to $18. We throw in a special $25 bonus for a grand total of $43 for Lucy Cornejo.
You must be thrilled, Lucy Corn A-hole. And Jake, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, don't go away, mad. Just go away. And I listen to these gifts that Arnold Schwarzenegger will try to read for you, Arnold.
Okay. Reading's not my specialty, Jake the Snake, but here's your first gift. It's a $25 gift certificate from the American Cast.
No, that's the American Cafe. It has an E on the end of it.
There you go. The American Cafe, just like Daddy Boy said. But wait, there's more. You won one Ritz Return to Zero cassette.
That would be a group called RTZ, the members of Boston.
Thank you for the help there, Donny Boy. And you've also won a deluxe WJFK keychain. Congratulations, Jake. And thanks for playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thanks, LQ. Thank you, AF.
Thank you. That would be a bulbous WJFK key tag. And Lucy, you're the first returning champion here on the Mighty 106.7, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
And Jake, don't go away mad. Just go away. Kids, what's your favorite radio station?
WJFK.
How do you spell that?
WJFK.
Yes, and don't forget that WJFK is Low Budget Jeopardy, the production of
Corlon Incorporated. I'm his assumed by King Will. Way to go, Lucy Corneo.
Okay, and music again, Arnold.
There it is. There it is. Johnny, I mean LQ. Way to go. Good job. All right. I got to go now. Got to go work out.
Well, congratulations, Lucy Corn A-hole.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. And Jay, hold on for your prizes. Jake. I'm sorry, Jake.
Jake, J-A-K-E.
That would be Jake. We've got to get that music on tape tonight, because in between learning how to run all the new controls and you with that keyboard, the show is not going at the fine pace it did. That thing's still going.
Yeah, it is. Well, I put another song on it now.
Yeah.
Or whatever. All right.
Let's see what else is on the tape. Maybe that music is on the tape.
Okay.
We've got big reels with over 2,000 of our wacky tapes on them.
Big reels.
And let's see what's on this one.
Millions
right
of
now.
People haven't bought it. But
this is still Major Bill Smith when he was on the Geraldo show.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be questions that need to be answered. The basic line is the truth. And I believe the truth will come out today on this fine show in this fine place.
Joe Esposito, a man who was there that day. Joe, how do you react when Major Smith comes on here and says, Elvis didn't die?
Well, there's certain people that make fun of it, which hurts me, because here's a major star that changed the history of rock and roll music. But they're making jokes out of it. These are jokes. I mean, Elvis is not alive. Why Gail and Bill are saying this, it's only one reason for Aldo is to make money. There's no other reason whatsoever. One guy is a space cadet. He comes out of nowhere with all these ideas.
Yeah, that one we save.
Yeah, that's right.
That one is a keeper. It's 548 WJFK. What's next?
Who's ever drive blow?
The Food Saver product, one of those little commercials, half-hour commercials.
We got to do commercials here. Let me play a couple more.
It's back. It's grotesque. And it's bigger than life.
Get it away. Get it away from me. Oh, that thing is gigantic.
The fly is back.
That one we can do without,
really?
That's for sure.
Fair.
Opening everywhere. Catch it.
Timely about 3 years ago, I guess.
Don Geronimo. Hilarious.
Got to keep this one so I can stroke myself.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yes, I am.
Feels good. Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable.
Don Geronimo. Crazy.
I'm crazy.
Don Geronimo. One sick puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Don Geronimo. A bad boy again.
Wow, what a boy.
Would it be okay for me to make your body stiff and rigid, lay you across two chairs and then stand on you? Say yes.
That one we got to keep, too.
Yeah.
It's the Jane Fonda Brain Surgeon's workout tape.
Are you ready to do the workout? This is a beginner brain surgeon's workout for residents and interns. Hold your scalpel 2 centimeters above the area. Make your incision approximately 3 millimeters in diameter.
I know this we don't need.
Hey,
we never even ran this on the other station, did we?
Maybe once very early in the morning.
Oh, during Frank's part of the show.
Everybody now soar to the left and soar to the right.
Don't don't hold this against us, folks. You'll never hear this again.
Yeah, we're just editing as we go along.
We just have to go through these little tapes one at a time.
To concentrate on those hard-to-reach places. So get out your laser scalpel and one, go for the burn. Two, go for the burn. One,
the Jane Fonda Brain Surgeon's workout tape. It's mine.
Send that one to Jack Diamond, maybe.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, we don't need that one.
All right, what's next?
I mean, I'm not a writer. If I was writing, no one would go to see the movie, so therefore I don't write.
You're the real guy.
Yeah, that one we got to keep.
All right.
It's 5:49. We got to do commercials now. We'll come back with the last phone scan of the day. So we're going to line to get on the air at 202-432-1067.
Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106 FM and AM 1300 WJFK. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
It is 5:52. Good guy time. And here is the traffic lady.
Thanks, guys. Things are finally starting to wind down as we wrap up this trap home. This evening, you'll find some slow traffic downtown on eastbound freeway. You are stuck in it with a disabled vehicle. 7th Street is in the left center lane. Stay to the right to squeeze on by. And then we're slow again from South Capitol Street over to the 11th Street Bridge. The problem there is, of course, that construction still on the Suitland Parkway at 1st Sterling. Outbound John Hanson still slow and from the Capitol Beltway out to 704. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heavy at Beltway and again at Powder Mill Road. Outbound 202, an accident just east of the 450 split. Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, heavy and slow at the Mormon Temple. Outbound 66 slows at 123 and the Shirley Highway. Still a slow trip through Springfield, Newington, and then bumper to bumper from Lorton to the Occoquan. I'm Chris Gamble for Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Thank you, Braver. It's 5:53. If you can't hear us on the FM, try us on WJFK AM at 1300. We will be at the Hard Rock Cafe this Friday doing our show live from 2 till 6.
Oh, I can feel the cholesterol already entering my body, though.
We'd like to meet you. Don't cost nothing, so come on down Friday afternoon. Bart the Weatherman says tonight it's going to rain, rain heavy at times, low in the 60s, and showers ending by late morning tomorrow with a high 85. And it's 75 outdoors right now in WJFK land.
Mm-hmm.
Great news, tonight's new Red Fox show is on.
That is just a tour de force. I think it's fantastic. You know, to see Red back on television is really satisfying for me.
I only caught that show last week for 1 or 2 seconds, and I stopped for a second and did a double take because Red Fox was mad about something, and he said, "You mother father!
Yeah,
I'll be living in your bloomers. That's where I'll be living."
That was the line that I heard.
"I'll just be living in your bloomers. That's all."
And Della Reese, who I think is a fine-looking woman.
Jeez.
"You mother father. Don't talk to your grandmother. Don't talk to your grandmother."
Did Eddie Murphy ever give him the millions of dollars he was looking for?
Well, he doesn't need it. Now he's got the hit series.
Well, let's see. That's on tonight. Oh, your favorite show, mm-hmm. Unsolved Mysteries.
"We're not sure exactly what happened. This is Robert Stack. Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, we're going to go into the cave and find out where the remains are."
Also, Dinosaurs, Wonder Years, Boogie Howser, M.D., Seinfeld, Quantum Leap. Those are the television shows on tonight that we'll be talking about tomorrow for sure because our lives are ruled by television.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still looking for that brand-new suede jacket that Jean-Luc Picard wore last night on Star Trek.
Yeah, the pantsuit.
Oh, but it's not a pantsuit. Pantsuit sounds like something that Rhoda Morgenstern would wear. It was not a pantsuit.
Pantsuits are very 70s. My mom used to wear a lot of pantsuits, and underneath, of course, the giant reinforced brassieres. Remember those?
Yeah, now we're going to start talking about our mom's bras again. It's too late in the show to start thinking about those. It's 5 minutes until 6. I got to have dinner in an hour.
Maybe tomorrow.
Hello, WJFK.
Hello, my two WJFKian friends.
Hello, you are on the air. This last phone scan of the day at 5 till 6.
Yes, sir. Hey, I was stuck in the Dulles Access Road toll booth, exit number 1,
mm-hmm.
Had the window rolled down, and all I heard was Don and Mike on the radio. People were laughing again. It's nice to hear you back on the air. It's about time. My God, I've been Don and Mike-less for so long.
Sounds like a Larry Robinson wannabe here.
Oh, Diamond's my friend.
He really sounds like it.
It was awesome, man. I mean, it's great to hear you back on the air. It's about time. No more waiver. No more. It's WJFK for you.
Man, you hang out by the coffee pot like all day at the office, don't you?
Put those pants back on. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gotta get home.
Now.
Gotta go now. WJFK.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
On WJFK AM 13.
So are you listening on AM?
Yes, I am calling from Pikesville.
Oh, yeah. Pike, that's really an armpit.
Pike's Feast, a suburb of Baltimore.
Oh, good. Now, did you listen to us before, or are you a new Baltimore-on listener?
No, I actually was an old Baltimore-on listener. You know, WAVA didn't really come in that well, and now that you're gone, I don't even go down that far.
Well, good. Now, tell everybody who thinks that AM is for people like with varicose veins. Tell them.
Hey, let me tell you that AM is where talk radio is.
Well, in Baltimore, here in Washington, of course. Baltimore is a suburb of Washington. Here in Washington, we have it on FM. Baltimore, not quite hip enough yet to have a station like this on FM.
Well, let me tell you, my folks live in Miami, and Neil Rogers is God, and that's all AM, and he's like king as far as talk radio is concerned. So it's about time that, you know, they finally got some decent talk radio I can drive home to in the afternoon.
Good stuff.
And before you, as far as the afternoon, I'm WMAL.
Yeah.
But,
Chris with no body hair core.
Chris, yeah, he's got the body of a boiled chicken.
Chris, whose body looks like Kevin Arnold's on the Wonder Years. And if you were listening earlier, we discussed the fact that we think he just creams it all off.
Nair away.
Thanks for listening.
All right.
We appreciate it on AM 1300. Just don't go driving under a bridge. You'll never hear us. Hello, WJFK.
Hey, good afternoon, Don and Mike. Well, welcome to WJFK.
Now, I know this guy. You were a real pain in our butts at WAVA. Did you call us all the time there?
I called you every once in a while.
Didn't you do an impression or two?
No, you thought I did the Jimmy Stewart impression, but that was someone else.
That's right. You don't do Jimmy Stewart.
No, I did a couple contests.
Who'd want to, really?
Oh, geez.
you would, huh?
Sure.
Well, if he was younger.
Thank you for the newsletter, by the way.
All right. Hold on. Speaking of the newsletter, if you'd like to get on our mailing list and get our brand new two-color newsletter, send your name, address, phone number to Coron Incorporated, P.O. Box 8425. That's Gaithersburg. It's the Bergiest, 20898. The newsletters are out, and as this guy can attest, you will get one in the mail.
That's right. Two-color. One color is the paper. One color is the ink.
Yes, yeah, so a wise investment for your 29-cent stamp. I just wanted to let you know, you guys were talking about Geraldo and the book you wrote, talking about how he slept with all these women.
Yes.
Danny Bonaducci got in a really good shot on him, making reference to the book when he was on the show last week.
Yeah.
Because Geraldo said to Danny Bonaducci, look, you're on national TV, why don't you tell everyone what really happened with that, you know, transvestite prostitute? And Danny Bonaducci says, well, Geraldo, in my defense, I was with a man that I thought was a woman because he had a dress on. You, on the other hand, knew that it was Bette Midler, yet you did it anyway.
That's true. He did. He does say in the book that he actually made love to Bette
Midler.
I'm surprised they ever got out.
He made a mistake. I mean, he knew it was Bette Midler, yet he slept with her anyway.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you something. Really, this time I'm totally honest.
I know you're being honest because I know she's your type.
I'd make love with Bette Midler. Redhead? Redhead, big boobs? Sure I would.
I bet.
I'd make love with Bette Midler.
Woody Allen, did you see that mole on the inside of her thigh?
Yeah, so you're talking too much already. You're talking too much.
This is why we hated you on the other station.
This is why. You know, you start with a nice theme, and then you should just, you know, gently fade away.
Hello? Here is last time. Hopefully today we'll have to use the nasty button.
Good stuff.
Hello, WJFK. Last call.
Yeah, this is Don Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. This is for Don. Don, did you ever get in touch with those guys from underground radio station in Gaithersburg?
What underground radio station?
It was in Gaithersburg. I think that Mike was mostly friends with him.
Wait, what are you talking about? Underground radio in Gaithersburg? I'm not aware of any. There's an AM station in Gaithersburg.
No, there's a college kid.
College, what are you talking about, sir? Mike, were you doing something I didn't know when we had that 2 months off?
Not that I'm aware of. Well, what are you talking? Can you maybe put your thoughts together, sir, and tell us what you're talking about?
Diane knows about him. I just talked to her.
Diana knows about it. Oh, Diana, come on in.
Diana,
please.
Once again, sprints into the air studio here.
Tell us what this guy is talking about.
But maybe you can put it all together for us, Diana.
I think he's talking about the kids that came in. This is like maybe 2 years ago, and they did their own little radio show. They came in. They took over for like an hour. I can't remember their names.
Oh, what were those guys' names? Yeah, two high school kids.
Yeah, they were. I can't remember them.
Lowell was one.
Lowell.
Mark and Lowell?
Something like that.
Mark and Lowell.
Yeah, what about them?
Did you guys keep in touch?
No, we had them killed.
They're two high school boys.
Yeah, sure, we kept in touch.
Yeah, right. They
come over to the house for Sunday dinner every weekend.
No, of course not.
No, we didn't.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for the contribution, though.
Great.
Bye-bye.
WJFK, hello.
Hello, Don Ho, Mark Gonzalez.
Dennis Murphy.
God. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're great. Dennis, how are you?
Well, welcome back.
Dennis, we only knew it would be a matter of time until you found us. Dennis, are you listening on AM?
I'm listening on FM in my house, but I'm listening on AM in my car.
Oh, that's there wonderful. What a beautiful way to end the program today.
But the only thing is, when I go on the bridge,
yes.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, that happens with AM. Hey, Dennis, for everybody who's never heard you before, how about a little, I know it's out of season, but a little White Christmas?
Everything for you all.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Glad you're back. Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Sing it, baby.
Oh, what a singing voice.
Because it's Christmas card I like.
Sound better than I.
May your days be merry and bright.
It's always Christmas with Dennis.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's it. Dennis, come on, finish it up. And may all your
Christmases be white.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, Dan.
I'm glad you're back. And how about Frank? Is he going to be your producer, or what's happening?
No, Frank, as a matter of fact, you know, I think, Dennis, I will give you Frank's home number and let you call Frank yourself.
Would you like that, Dennis?
Yes.
Okay, let him explain it to you. Hold on. Hold on, Dennis. Somebody give Dennis Frank's home number, please.
Oh, boy, the expression paybacks are hell comes to mind.
It is 3 minutes past six. Oh, we're going to give away a dumb prize when we end the show when somebody next says the Don and Mike show is over.
All right.
So we'll get one of those calls in a second. And let me leave you with this thought from the headlines of the National Enquirer, Mike. It's screaming at me. Prevent cancer by urinating every hour.
Are we going to delve into this tomorrow?
Yes, we will, with gloves on. And it's 6:03.
WJFK-FM Manassas, Washington, and WJFK Baltimore. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
We gotta go.
Too bad.
Yeah, we got to go. It is 7 minutes past six at WJFK. We never got to the Vibrator Olympics today.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Well, we will tomorrow. We promise. And also, urinating every hour helps reduce your risk of cancer.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be a big show tomorrow.
That's right. Vibrators and urination.
And hopefully Mark Rippon. Now, there's a trifecta. Honey, what's the perfect evening for Don Geronimo and family? Vibrators, urination, and Mark Rippon.
All right.
And you are on the air. Say it.
The Don and Mike show is over.
All right.
Say it after I get the cartridge in the machine. Say it again.
The Don and Mike show is over.
You say over?
Yes, he did.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Oh, it's over.
Was it over when the Sherman bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Sherman, you're getting these rollers.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough.
And what is your name, my fine feathered friend?
James.
James, for you, a $25 gift certificate from the American Cafe. Go have some food.
I can handle that.
Let's help get going.
Right.
Who's with me?
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Let's go.
Right. That's it. Yeah, Rockin' Rich is next. All right, rock on. Rock on tonight on WJFK. And we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. God bless you. Thanks for listening. And where's Diana? Hey, Diana. You got to scream real loud in the mic. Station we still work at, please.
Ladder 106.7 WJFK.
Very good. Nicely done, Diana.
Hold on, I screwed it up again.
Oh, no.
We did this yesterday.
It's going to take a couple of days. That's
we did
okay.
This yesterday.
That's okay. Now, what did you want to do? There was a button you wanted to push before the guys started singing, and you didn't push it. Okay.
Just a second.
All right.
I'm not a CD jockey.
I know. It's the one piece of equipment in here that's giving you a bit of difficulty.
Stand by. Okay. So now go WJFK. Okay. That's the one I was. Then I wanted to play this with Bart.
Don and Mike on WJFK.
Hold on, wrong one.
Oh, you wanted to
play Ken Stevens.
Don't be so tight, give my daddy more money, right?
Yeah. Better hurry.
Yeah, the guy's going to start singing if we don't find...
Oh, hold on.
That's it. He started singing again.
We just missed it again.
Right. We have to do it again. Let's do it right.
Come on over. I said, do I have to?
All right. Okay, now we're gonna do it right the last time here. Diana, you're going to have to get back over here, and he's going to ask you the station we still work at.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Not so much the radio. This is TV, folks.
Oh, now, hold on a second. Diana, the station we still work at.
Ladder 106.7 WJFK.
All right, and now Bart says his part.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Rockin' Rich is next. Goodbye.